downloading. What's an interesting term. Sounds very computerish, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. From the, this is the Dean of University of Healing, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, bringing you the instant inspiration with the title of Downloading. I am in the process of downloading a printer from Hewlett-Packard, and it said it would take approximately an hour to download it. And then as it was downloading, it said, okay, now it takes another hour. Now it takes 5 hours. Now it takes 2 hours. Each of the programs in there is supposed to take these different times. Now, my computer here on the mountaintop has to deal with the telephone line or with satellite. If I can bring it in on the satellite, I have 70 kilobytes. If I bring it in on the telephone, it's just 28 kilobytes. And that's not very much. We can get it up to 40 sometimes or 56, but usually it's quite low. So it's not so much the program they're sending, but it's my ability to receive. And this is how much of our life is. Everything is there instantly. Does the program exist that they're downloading? See. Does the program already, is it already fulfilled what they're sending me? Yes. What is my ability to receive the program? And that's the big feature. What is my ability to receive the program from Hewlett-Packard? Now, they're nice people. They just ask you questions. They say, you want to download this? And, you know, do you agree to cooperate with the program? And so forth? Sure. Okay. If I had a more fine instrument, I could bring it in quickly. Like if I had DSL, which is a very fast system in town, I could bring it in. Now, if I had the T1 or T4 or whatever it is, that's a very fast program that our web man uses to bring the material to us directly online and zip it in and zip it out. But you see, that really doesn't do us much good. It does us good in bringing things to us where people contact us for on the computer, but first it has to go to him, then it has to come to us on the landline. And coming to us on the landline slows it down considerably. In fact, it's about the same speed as coming direct from somebody else. So, downloading is a very interesting topic. Think of downloading as that you're God, and you have a bunch of computers around the universe. And the computers are called human beings or bodies. Now, how long does it take us to download from God, from our reality self, you know, this here? See, we are God, and God is all, and we are expressing ourselves as a computer, we might say. And the computer has the capacity to receive God instantly, quickly, all or not at all. The computer has the capacity to have all of God in it, if it wishes, because God is a symbol, God is a concept. It's not a zillion, trillion, million gigabytes or trigabytes or, you know, terabytes or whatever it is. It's just there. And you see, essentially, this is how a human being expresses. A human being uses a special encoding system that it can call upon the infinite computer in the sky, all knowledge, all wisdom, and receive whatever it is that it wants. But it must know how to ask the question. Because what takes time in getting information from some master computer system is to ask the right question. Now, on my computer I have an infinite number of files, and each file has a name, and each name refers somehow to something, and I may have put intelligent file names on it, or I may have put just numbers or whatever, and when I want that, I have to say, I want a file that has this information in it. Not necessarily a title, but the information that's in it. So I call up a file and I say, I want a file on climbing mountains. And so you can imagine the thousands of files that would come to me on climbing mountains, because there are people all over the world climbing mountains and writing about it. And there are stories on climbing mountains and articles in Discovery Magazine and Fate Magazine and Popular Science Magazine. You name the magazines, they've all got articles on climbing mountains. Now, it's going to call forth all that. And I have to, once again, make the decision of which climbing mountain I'm interested in. Which one of these things I want to have to fulfill my need for information. So, you see, once again, it's not a matter that we are not all knowledge. It's just a matter that we don't have a developed system of calling forth the knowledge that we want when we want it. Now, let me ask you a question. Ellen, spell Constantinople right now.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-E-N-I.
Quickly. Now,
N-O-P-L-E.
All right. Now, why was Ellen having difficulty? Ellen, number one, didn't trust herself. She wanted to be right. Number two, she wasn't taking the first thought. She was listening to different thoughts that were passing through her mind, telling her what letters to use. And she is not practiced. Ellen has not polished her ability to receive. She has not polished her ability to receive. She has not polished her ability to receive, nor has most of humanity. Now, you have not polished your ability to receive primarily because other people give you the answer. Mommy, why is the world round? Mommy, why? You see, we start out in childhood. And instead of mommy saying, well, sweetheart, why do you think it's round? What would make the world be round? What would make the world be round is that it had come off of some substance in space, and it was spinning around, and as it spun around, it sort of cleaned off the edges and made itself round, or whatever. See, we're not trying to teach logic, but the logic of thinking comes into play there. Now, did the little child know that the earth was round? Yes. Did the little child know that we are one of many planets and satellites, galaxies in the universe? And are we one of many universes in the ultimate scheme of things? Does a child know that? Certainly. But a child doesn't have the ability to equate that, because we tell the child, you're not old enough to know that yet. Or I will answer it for you. Or depend on me to come up with the answer for you. And we don't say, okay, sweetheart, now, what do you think it is? What do you think it would be? If every parent and every teacher would say that to the child, it takes time. It takes time. But if every parent and every teacher would do that with their children, why, we would have the most intelligent universe in the world. But because we make them responsive and responsible to their teacher, they go to their teacher and say, teacher, what is this? What is that? You know, where is this? Where is that? And we limit ourselves. We can train ourselves that we have the infinite computer of the universe, which is all. And we are connected with that infinite computer, not as a child, not as anything else. That's our link to our allness, and that allness is a concept which is in the great computer as well as in us, if you wish. And we are as much of that great computer as we are separate. So we are just here, so to speak, on Earth. We're downloading out of our infinite reality, and we're just here on Earth listening to what we believe we are. And you tell me I'm a human being, you tell me I'm a man, you tell me I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other, and I believe it. Now, if I were to tune in to my original purity and integrity, if I were to tune in to my oneness as the allness, do you think I'd be a human? No. I would be divine, expressing some ideas through the human. Now, you know what a robot is? A robot is something that has the mental equivalent of a mind. And a robot does things that a mind tells it to do. And it learns how to think. It learns how to extrapolate information that is useful to it at any given time. If it's going over a bump, it learns how to smoothly go over the bump. If it is vacuuming a living room, it learns when it comes to the wall at the edge that just continues along till these things come. Now, that's very simple, very basic, very down-to-earth stuff. But for the person who designed it, that took thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of what do they call them, HTML code systems in there to make that information apply. Now, for you to walk, for you to eat, for you to run, for you to digest, for you to live, and for you to die, for you to destroy your cells of your body so that you're ready to pass on, so for you to grow the cells of your body, so you can have them useful to you. These are all things that are taking place in your inner computer, if you can say that. And your inner computer is your autonomic nervous system operating without any help from you. In fact, the less help you give it, the more help it gets from its original purity and integrity, the better it operates. So, wouldn't it sort of make sense that our total being would operate much better if we depended on our original purity and integrity? Than if we depended on our limited observations from where we stand.
Totally.
And you know how stupid we are. We're in the valley, we only see the valley. We walk up on the side of the mountain, we can see a little more. We go to the top of the mountain, we see more. We take an airplane, go up into 30,000 feet, we see more. We take a rocket, we go off into space, and we see all sorts of the whole planet, everything else. And then we can take pictures of the planet from there and then reduce them down and look at little spots. And we can tell where oil is under the ground. We can tell where roads have been at one time. I mean, the infinite knowledge of the allness is in us. We knew that all along. We merely are making ourselves aware of it. And the more we make ourselves aware, the more limited we are. The more we download from the infinite, the more limited we are. The more we are one as the infinite, instantly, original purity and integrity, the less we are interested in the world around us. Now, I am teaching you in my best manner to not pay attention to anything in the world. I am teaching you to say, it's a beautiful day outside. It may be thunder and rain and sleet and hail and damnation all the way, but I'm saying, there's nothing to you. What if you were in a soundproof building and you're recording something or other and you didn't know what was going on outside and noise was going on outside? They're building buildings and tearing buildings down and doing all sorts of interesting things. You didn't even know it. Did it disturb you? Did it affect your life? No way. No way. But we let it affect our life. We let it disturb us because we don't go to our original purity and integrity. We want to learn how to go to our original purity and integrity. We don't want to download it. We want to, if we want to say anything, we want to upload ourselves into it, into the awareness of it. And this is what we teach here. We teach this is the last step we're taking into the awareness of ourself. And if we can train ourselves and learn to be in that last step, I will allow silly things to happen. I will allow silly mistakes to take place. I will allow you to do stupid things, and I'll walk out and do things and play little games with you. But it doesn't mean a darn bit of difference to me. Because I just look at you and I say, oh, yeah. You're in the first grade in your training program. Well, when you get to second grade or third grade, well, then maybe you'll pay attention. And maybe you're in the eighth grade. But as Inga said in her talk today, just because you have a college diploma doesn't mean you know anything. You might have learned it for the test that you're taking. You took the test and you instantly forgot it. This is how most children, most people in taking college courses are. They instantly forget right after they have done whatever they do. And we don't want to be that way. We want to be master of ourselves, master of our program, master of our life. Now, we'll have more on this as we go on. Are you ready for it? If you're ready for it, I'd like to see a little application. A little application of returning to your original purity and integrity. Not a bad idea. Speaking your first thought. Great idea. being yourself and
having fun.
Thank you. I thought perhaps you had forgotten that.
No, never.
I love you.
Love you.
Downloading. What an interesting term. Sounds very computerish, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. From the